This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Ozarks at Large producer and reporter and host, Matthew Moore. Welcome, Matthew.
Hi, Kyle.
This is the first day of our on-air fundraiser.
That's right.
And I think what we're going to talk about is an apt way to show how Ozarks at Large and KUAF have grown over the last 30-plus years. We're not just a broadcast anymore. We're also podcasts, and we're also out in the public. And what we're going to talk about here covers all three of those.
Yeah, it's a great culmination of all of that and really shows how we have taken opportunities to move outside of the linear radio space and move into reporting in a way that we don't always get the opportunity to do at noon on 91.3. And so part of what that work has been Natural Election, the podcast that we have.
It's a podcast dedicated to all things connected to election.
Right. Yes. I find myself describing it as a politics podcast, but it's not really a politics podcast. It's
well put, yeah.
It's more of an election education podcast, a civic engagement podcast. We're not really telling you who to vote for or, you know, where to fall on a policy. We just want you to know what you ought to know before you fill out that ballot, whether it's before the election or on election day.
Stories and excerpts from the podcast can be heard on Ozarks at Large. There is the full podcast available wherever you get podcasts. But now we're going beyond that, and we're going out into the community.
That's right. So on tomorrow, Tuesday, the 27th at 6 p.m., we are going to be having a live podcast recording at the Pryor Center in downtown Fayetteville. And it's really an opportunity for us to engage with our community, to really kind of get boots on the ground and really go into our listening audience and show them what we do and how we do it.
And the subject for tomorrow night's panel discussion is one of the most, if not the most fundamental question connected with voting in elections.
Does my vote matter? And, you know, sometimes we can think of that as a rhetorical question. You can't answer rhetorical questions in a live podcast recording, Kyle. You have to actually answer them. And so that's what we're really excited to do. I think a lot of times when we think of voting, we think of voting for president or, you know, in this midterm, we think of voting for governor. Those are important things to vote for. But, you know, if you vote a certain way, you may think, well, you know, my vote is just a drop in the ocean and it doesn't really impact what's going on. But that's really kind of what we're trying to dispel with this panel, is to talk about how important each and every vote matters, especially on the local level.
If you were to try to get two other people on a panel that I think by the end of the night could tell you why your vote mattered, I couldn't think of a better combo than what you've put together.
Right. Yeah, we've been really lucky to get Janine Perry. She's an associate professor at the University of Arkansas who, you know, teaches on political science. She is the director of the Arkansas Poll. I mean, she is, you know, knee deep in polling and politics and understanding what folks in Arkansas really want on their ballots, what inspires them to vote. And then we also have Jennifer Price, who's the executive director of the Washington County Elections Commission. She is the one who makes the wheels turn, and she's the one who makes sure that elections are safe, they're secure, that they count, and that, you know, we can continue to keep having elections year after year.
What will you and the panelists discuss?
So, you know, a big thing that we have spent time talking about in the primaries was voter turnout. What does turnout look like? We had a much higher turnout, you know, in this midterm compared to previous midterms, but it's still really low. What can we do to engage more voters, to bring more people to the polling booth, to figure out, you know, what do we need to do to make sure that everyone who's eligible to vote can do so? You know, a big concern for folks has been election security. You know, we've heard a lot of folks who are worried that, you know, literally their vote doesn't count, mm-hmm. that it's been stolen or it's been taken away from them. So we really want to hammer in the fact that your vote does matter and it does count. And then we also want to talk about the ramifications of voting locally. You know, the top of the ticket where you see, you know, in this election, you'll see the governor, the lieutenant governor, and attorney general, those sorts
US
of things.
Senator, yeah.
Right. Those things matter. But What has a much greater impact on your day-to-day life is local elections, voting for your county judge, voting for your justice of the peace, your city council member. Like, knowing the difference between what a city council person does and what a justice of the peace does. I'm not sure I fully know that yet. So, you know, being able to understand and fully grasp the impact you can have just by going to the polls.
All right. So this takes place at the Pryor Center, which is on the square. Mm-hmm. In downtown Fayetteville. It's free.
Yes. And if you are, you know, this is not just a Washington County, Benton County kind of conversation.
Right.
This is something that, you know, we call it natural election for a reason. It's about the whole state of Arkansas. So, you know, if you can't come to Fayetteville on Tuesday, we have a Zoom link. You're more than welcome to Zoom into that. We'll have a Q&A after the panel discussion. So, if you're on Zoom and you have a question for a panelist, you can ask your question there too. And so we'll have a link to that with all the details at kuaf.com/vote.
All right. Will there be a chance for us to hear it later?
Yes, absolutely. So we'll record the conversation Tuesday night. You know, knock on wood, we'll have it in the podcast feed by the next day, Wednesday.
Oh, well. So. How do you do? All right. Matthew Moore, thank you so much for your time. See you tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, Pryor Center on the Fayetteville Square.